The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
This earth was not designed to hold the curse. Here in this earth, there are pockets of sin. And in those pockets, it gets so sinful until the earth even erupts. It cracks, called an earthquake. This tornadoes, that didn't exist. But all this came because of sin. So without God, people are trying to fix it. Quote, Mother Earth. You cannot fix this earth naturally. Now we got to bring back the God factor. You have what is known as the blessing on you. The blessing is the power of God to override the curse. And it's designed to come out of you as you walk in love. And it's designed and powerful enough to create a garden anywhere you go. It's more powerful than the curse has ever been. The man came to Jesus and said, What can I do that I can have eternal life? Jesus said, well, you know the commandments. Do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother. He said, all that have I done from my youth. Now notice all I named. Don'ts. And that's what the law gives you. It gives you a bunch of prohibitions that you don't do. But when Jesus came, he didn't preach the law. He preached the blessing. He preached you something that you should act on. Faith purifies. If you don't believe it, start walking in it. My wife, I remember I'm coming home. I was frustrated about something. I said, baby, you know, that guy, so forth. She said, wait, sweetheart, hold on. I said, what? She said, I can't listen to that right now. I'm working on something. You working on something. Notice, her faith was at work, and it works by love, not by gossip. Got it? And she, because she's working on something with her faith, could not stand to get out of love. Jesus says there's two commandments I'm going to give you, and everything's going to be in that. Love the Lord and love thy neighbor as thyself. Hello. So when I go out and I'm planted among the wicked, I've got to love my enemy. And for me to have Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to flow, put it up on the board, to flow, then I've got to stay in love. Look what it says. But the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love. Love is the curtain rod for everything else to hang on. You can't have fruit of joy with no love. Try it. So look what it says. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, what? Faith, meekness, temperance. Let me stop right there. I'm working on that. Temperance, against such there is no law. I got to control myself up here when them scriptures don't get up there soon enough. Can I be transparent now? Say amen to that. Because if I don't have self-control, it could turn off somebody. Now, a person offended is harder to be won than a strong city. I didn't come out there to offend them. I came out there to win them. Now, I'm saying that I'm going to tell the truth. I'm going to walk in truth and so forth. But I've got to let the fruit of the Spirit constantly be operating in my life, because they're going to bite the fruit. But what they don't know is the seed of redemption is in it. Boy, I'm preaching better than you saying amen. Are you following what I'm saying? So you got to go in those places. God will send you to perfect you. He'll send you into those places where people don't necessarily like you. Oh, those people are prejudiced in there. So what? What did that have to do with you? You're not even from this place. You are, your citizenship, according to Philippians chapter 3, verse 20, is in heaven. Put it up there on the board, please. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 20. Let me show you this. For our conversation is in heaven, from which also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Flip that to the Amplified, please. But we are citizens of the state, commonwealth, homeland, which is in heaven. And from it, also, we earnestly and patiently wait for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah and Savior. Amen. Your homeland is heaven. Amen. Your constitution is the Bible. Amen. Say amen to this. Amen. And when God sends you in here, He's sending you as a sheep among wolves. Yes. But Jesus said, be of good cheer. Yes. Come on now. See, I don't care how they treat you. Let the fruit of joy, because it's a supernatural disposition of a kingdom citizen. There is nothing that they should be able to say to get you upset. Why? Because they don't promote you. Says promotion for you does not come from the east or from the west, but it comes from the Lord. If God decides to promote you, there ain't a person on earth that can stop you moving ahead. I'm living supernaturally. Ain't nothing you can say to hurt me. You can't call me no ugly name. If they call you a name and it's not your name, just don't answer. Just keep walking up. Are you following what I'm saying? What you getting mad about? Love your enemies. And then you will be like your Father. Now this blessing is on your life. And this blessing is in you. And it's designed to come out of you as you walk in love. And it's designed and powerful enough to create a garden anywhere you go. Makes no difference. It's more powerful than the curse has ever been. You see, in some people's mind, they think love is not more powerful than hate. The reason why, they don't know where love comes from. Love is not a feeling. Love is a person. Say amen to that. And there is nothing that can beat, can fight, can overturn love. The power of love. The most powerful thing here. You love somebody. I don't care how they're treating you. Just love them. Paul was an absolute out of his mind terrorist. And he was terrorizing them Christians. But boy, let me tell you, the stoning of Stephen got him. And boy, I tell you, Stephen, in the middle of him being stoned, he looked up at the Father and said, forgive him. Jesus, in the middle of hanging on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them. Paul was one of the key people that was calling him to be stoned. But what happened? A seed came in because somebody ate that fruit. And the next thing you know, on the Damascus Road, a light shined from heaven, brighter than the noonday sun. Paul fell to his knees, blinded. He said, who art you, Lord? He knew who it was. He said, I'm Jesus, who you are persecuting. Now go to a street called Straight. Now, when you go in those places, Some people say, well, I'm going to quit my job and go into full-time ministry. Got good news for you. You're already in full-time ministry. I'm going to help you now. The way we've characterized a job is something that we got and this is what we do and this is where we work and make some money and so forth. Notice, it's all self. But once you come into the kingdom, then your assignment becomes that ministry that God has called you to. Whether it be as a bricklayer or a physician or whatever it is, that's your assignment. You don't have to quit your job to go into ministry. You are already in ministry. And where you are, you need to let your light so shine. What you're looking at is the fact that God will just change your assignment. He'll bring you out of the bricklaying job and put you over here in a church somewhere. Say amen to this. I've got to get you to see that the miracles are going to take place in the marketplace, just like they're going to take place behind the four walls of the church. What are you doing? You're making wherever you are a garden spot. That's why you've been sent there. What? Lives are ruined. And your job is to make them like the Garden of Eden. That's your job. Now, how do you do that? Not by getting a 10-pound Bible and beating somebody over the head. I'm their big sinner. But let your light so shine that men may see your good works and glorify your Father. People should be pressing to get into the kingdom after looking at your life. They said, my God, what do you have? I know that you talk on the phone to your husband and it seems like you all have a wonderful relationship. Huh? You got a minute? I'd like to talk to you. You got what I'm saying? Here it comes. Here comes opportunity. See, you are his arms, his legs, his mouthpiece. You're it. He doesn't have anybody but you. If you don't go, nobody goes. Nobody gets one. And somehow we want to come out of that place, but you got to remember, Jesus said, I pray, Father, don't take them out of the world. Just keep them from the evil. Every place that you go, the atmosphere should shift. Sure. Now, I'm saying that because this is very, very key to you. Everybody, you know, they're going to laugh at you, of course, some people, because they can't understand and so forth. But you're going to have the last laugh. God promised you, he'll never let you be ashamed. All you got to do is stay one word, faithful. Just stay faithful. All right? Let me just show you this. Woo, Lord Jesus. All right. Now, many times as we're working our assignments, we are provision-minded. And it's kind of interesting about being provision-minded. When you are, then it's very difficult for the gifts and the talents of God to really operate. Many times, because people are so money-minded or provision-minded, that many of their gifts go undiscovered. The potential doesn't come out. I have here the full flow of the anointing comes when you decide that the kingdom of God and your assignment is more important than anything else. Okay? In Genesis chapter 14. Now remember, God planted Joseph among the wicked. Am I right about it? God planted Daniel among the wicked. Am I right about it? Now, they came against Daniel, and they tried to throw him in the lion's den, but did the lions bite him? Or did they eat him? Did they bite him? Did they eat him? No, they didn't. And also Esther. Some of you women, Esther. Notice Esther was planted in a heathen kingdom. Kingdom of a king called Ahasuerus. All right? But you and I are invading a system. The enemy has invaded, tried to invade God's system, and now we're going to flip the script on it. You cannot change the system from the outside in. Somebody's got to go in undercover. Got it? You go in the Bible and look at it and see how they change the system. So your assignment as the church is subdue, it's to replenish, and it's to bring things under heavens, under the alignment of heaven, or the government of God. Now, this whole idea about provision. Now, we really got to get this in our spirit, because the tendency that we have is to think of ourselves in lieu of what we can make happen and our own strength and so forth. But I want you to get away from that. I want to say a couple of things here. In Genesis chapter 17, pardon me. And the king of Sodom went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of Chedorlaomer and of the kings that were with him at the valley of Sheba, which is a king's dale. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was a priest of the Most High God. So he was a king and a priest. And he blessed him. Say, blessed him. And said, blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. Glory to God. Number one, there's nothing more powerful than the blessing in the earth. That's it. But God has made it so that you can be totally independent in this world. And that you don't have to rely on a system that you have been sent here to displace. Jesus didn't come to improve the world economy. He came to replace it. Now, God, I'm going to say some things now, has made you rich beyond your wildest imagination. Ooh, Lord. Now, he called Abram a possessor of heaven and earth. Do you hear what I'm saying? Now, over in, folks, I'm not going to look at your face. I'm going to just tell you this. Now, your teacher is the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost teaches you beyond what you can naturally ask or think. Now, he uses people like myself to teach you. Because what you think is operating on a different platform than what the Holy Ghost thinks. I use that story where the man went over to one of the Arab nations and he did some business over there from the U.S. And then he, after finishing doing the business, he was going to come back. And one of the royal family over there asked him, said, "Hey, we'd like to give you a gift. It's customary. What can we give you?" He said, "I don't want anything. I just wanted to do business, go back to U.S. He said, "No, we insist," so forth and so on. After he went through a few iterations of that, he said, "Fine, just give me a golf club." Guy said, "Golf club? Yeah, golf club." So he then goes back to the U.S. And 2 weeks later, he gets a knock at the door. Boom. I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Can I help you, sir?" He said, "Yes, your name, Mr. Jones, Brown, whatever it is." He said, "Yes, it is." He said, "I'd like you to come follow me. I'd like to take you to your golf club." Now, one was thinking a club, 9 iron. Got it? Another one was thinking a club. So he took him to a 18-hole golf club with a clubhouse with putting greens with all these lakes on it and so forth. That was his. Now, one man had in mind an iron. The other man had in mind real estate. I'm just saying, God says, your thoughts are not my thoughts. So when you read the scriptures that says wealth and riches shall be in your house, what are you thinking? Guaranteed, if you haven't been programmed differently, your thoughts are something so far lower than what God said until the church has still been where it is. I want you to get rid of that. I want to give you a new thought. The richest man in the world is not supposed to be some of these rich folks and billionaires that we see that don't know God. It's supposed to be a believer. And the biggest billionaire in the world is in poverty compared to what God wants to give you. And you can't work enough jobs to earn what God wants to give you or what you have already got laid up for you in heaven. And you don't need to go to them and get what they got. You can dig what God's got for you in heaven, because not only do you possess this earth, but you got wealth in heaven that you can get right now. No, you ain't doing me right. I'm going to close my book. I said, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Your teacher is not a man, because a man is dealing with a limited supply in this earth. I'm telling you, you are a billionaire and don't know it. I'm telling you right now, before it's all over with, we're going to have people walking in a place that heaven's reality is going to come in this earth. People going to see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they're not going to see it because you're raising your hand praising God, but you're going to have your marriage together. You're going to have your health together. You're going to have businesses all over the country, and you're going to be walking in a well that will disturb the average man. All right, we're talking about the God factor now. God factor says factor God in everything that we do. A lot of times, once you get born again, you got to remember that now there's a whole new mindset. You've got all kinds of new resources at your disposal. In other words, the fruit of the Spirit, where people would normally lose their temper, you can hold yours. Why? Because you have the fruit of temperance. You have something inside supernaturally that's holding you in a state of mind that other people don't have. And all these fruit of the Spirit work through love. In other words, love is a rod that everything else hangs on. Praise God. Also, let people see your good works and they'll glorify your Father. Volunteer for things. Help the company make a profit, so forth and so on. That's why you're there. And they'll glorify your Father. Also, the assignment is what you're after. In other words, when Adam sinned in the garden, he lost the assignment-mindedness, and now he's going after provision. A lot of people go to a job only because of what it pays. Wait a minute now. You got to go where God sends you. Go to your assignment, and you'll find when you go to your assignment, the gifts and the talents of God will just flow through your life. Now, our announcer is going to give you some important information on how you can order these powerful teachings, and I'll be right back.
This earth was not designed to hold the curse. Here in this earth, there are pockets of sin. And in those pockets, it gets so sinful until the earth even erupts. It cracks, called an earthquake. This, tornadoes, that didn't exist. But all this came because of sin. So without God, people are trying to fix it, quote Mother Earth. You cannot fix this earth naturally. Now we got to bring back the God factor. You have what is known as the blessing on you. The blessing is the power of God to override the curse. And it's designed to come out of you as you walk in love. And it's designed and powerful enough to create a garden anywhere you go. It's more powerful than the curse has ever been.
Discover mighty signs and wonders that will come through you today with Pastor Bill Winston's four-disc series entitled The God Factor. To order on CD or DVD, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303. By bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at billwinston.org. There is no power in this earth that can match the kingdom of God. You and I have the kingdom within us. It is time to put the supernatural back in every situation and believe the God factor.
Well, praise God and thank God for these teachings. Now, in this teaching, we're talking about the blessing that's on your life. Now, this blessing that's on your life is designed to make a garden spot everywhere you go. In other words, as you walk in love, this blessing comes out in your life. And it will create literally that same garden that was in the time of Adam everywhere you go. I mean, you will bring heaven to earth. Glory to God. Isn't that powerful? Well, that's all we have for this time. This is Bill Winston saying, we'll see you next time. Until then, keep walking by faith.
In this, if you don't want to go, then you don't have any business in the earth. Because your business is with them. It's out there. That's your business. They can't contaminate you. What the greater one is in you. It's not in them. Are y'all following what I'm saying? And somehow we want to draw back. My wife and I, before we even came in and preached. See, I got this when I first got saved. We were preaching on the street over 3 years. We loved it. God didn't make that pulpit so some preacher will have a place to preach. I mean, why he made that? No, we're to go into the world. Well, they cussing out there. Hey! Well, let me out them then. They can't affect me. Greater is he that is in me, man. Now, I know we got our
kids and we bring them up in a certain environment and so forth like that. But you ain't kids no more. You grown folk. And now you've been trained for reigning. And when you go into those environments because of the blessing on your life and the image that's inside of you, all you got to do is start speaking. Just start speaking to it. Because the blessing on you is designed to turn ruined places into the Garden of Eden. Folks, before you know it, everybody in there gonna stop kind of cussing a little bit. They're gonna come to you for advice. Headaches, you're gonna heal them. Come on now. Somebody gonna want to go to church with you. That's because you got the fruit. Now, one more place. Are y'all with me here? See, we got to set the record straight, man. You got to go into the darkest places in the world. Go in there. Who up in here? You got to let devil know that he is not holding people any longer. That the power of God is now being released in him. You don't have to do it yourself. You just speak it and believe what you are. I'm telling you, you walk in a place with that kind of anointing on you, that devil will treat you just like he treated Jesus when he came up on that demoniac. He threw himself down, said, away from us. Your days of fighting devils are over. You just tell them where to go. And look what it said in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 18. But if ye be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifested, underlying works, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envious murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have told you in time past, they that which do such things shall not what? Inherit the kingdom of God. He didn't say wouldn't be saved, but you won't get the benefits of a saved life. The king is going to be hard to get the kingdom to work for you if you're working in the flesh. Say amen to that. All right. Now, we know everybody working on something. Say, I'm working on something. All right. Look at verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love, joy. Come on. Peace, long-suffering, gentleness. Come on. Goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. Verse 25. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. All right. Now, what am I trying to tell you now? The word faith there doesn't mean faith. It means faithfulness. That's where it translates. Faithfulness. Faithfulness means complete or steadfast. It means to adhere to a person or a thing. And it means to one that is bound to an oath. It means loyal. It implies having an undivided allegiance to a person, to a cause, or to an institution. Faithfulness, it means constant, freedom from fickleness, inattention or loyalties. Faithfulness. God says, my covenant will I not break. Psalm 89 and 34. God is not a man that he should lie. Numbers 23 and 19. He is faithful that promised. Hebrews 10 and 23. Great is thy faithfulness in Lamentations. So I'm saying here that Satan understands how faithfulness is, because well done, my good and what? Faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Now I'll make you what? Rule over much. So a lot of people with potential have never gotten promoted because they haven't proved to be faithful. But faithful is not something that you can do in the natural, because the enemy will try to put pressure on you to the point that you will become fickle. But all you got to do is drop back into your supernatural disposition and be faithful even when other people get fickle. Are you following what I'm saying? I'll read one more. Self-control. Oh, Lord have mercy. This is the one here that brought me to conviction. Self-control. It means moderation and indulgence on our appetites and passions. It means self-restraint, meaning that somebody may go off on you. Come on, come on, come on now. Come on, help me now. I remember this guy, he had a business downtown, and he and I were fairly close. And he said, yeah, he said, man, I had to let her go. I said, what? He said, man, she wasn't treating my customers that call in properly. I said, what happened? He said, well, I came in one day and caught her cussing somebody out. I said, what are you doing? She said, well, they cussed at me. I'm going to let them know. I'm going to give them peace of my mind. Well, that is not even her business. That's this man's business. But when you have self-control and temperance, people can say mean things to you, but you'll just say, I love you, brother. Say amen. Amen. Now, I have to admit, I'm working in that area. Somebody say amen. Amen. Peace. Peace. Peace is stability when everything around you is falling apart. It's a peace that passes all understanding. Now, all of these are supernatural dispositions. Where did they come from? They came from the new nature that came in you when you got born again. And all of them flow from love. So everything, every one of them comes out of love. So I'm just saying to you right now, you can go into those dark places and God can equip you with peace, self-control, faithfulness. And other people wonder, how can you stand that? You say, I'm supernatural. Again, that's the God factor. Now, that's powerful teaching, meaning that factor God into everything that we do as believers. Don't leave God out. See, he said, if thou can believe, all things are possible with God. Remember Elijah and Elisha? Now, Elisha was a servant of Elijah, but Elijah now was going to be taken up. And when he was going to be taken up, notice what Elisha asked for. He asked for the double portion. Praise God. There were twice as many miracles in the ministry of Elisha than there were in Elijah's ministry. Well, the same thing here. Listen at this. Jesus said, the things that I do, the works that I do, shall you do also, and greater works than these shall you do. We're supposed to be having miracles in the body of Christ all over the place. So your identity with Christ will cause demons to bow. I mean, every evil force will have to bow to the believers. This is the time we're going to. Praise God. Now, your announcer is going to give you some important information on how you can order this powerful set of teachings, and I'll be right back.
I said, greater works. The works that he did shall we do too, and greater works. God does not want you or your experience or your status. He doesn't want anything to take credit for what he's about to do in your life. God wants him to get the glory. See, when he holds you up, he wants to make you a trophy, a sign and a symbol of how good he is. He wants them to see that you are not broke, not sick, not mad, not condemned. He wants all the fruit to be showing in your life, and they don't want to eat it. What separates you from the world is the blessing. It's not you that's doing the work. He doeth the work.
Discover mighty signs and wonders that will come through you today with Pastor Bill Winston's four-disc series entitled The God Factor. To order on CD or DVD, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303. by bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at billwinston.org.
Well, praise the Lord. Now remember, once you get born again, you have His divine nature inside of you. I mean, there are things that came with you being born again, like the fruit of peace and joy and love and self-control. All these things came with this new nature that you got born inside of you. Now, what do you have to do? Let them flow. And the way that they flow is through love. You and I have to love people. I'm not saying love them if they love you, but love them in spite of whether they love you, because that's when the supernatural is going to flow through your life. Praise God. Well, I appreciate your support at the Believer's Walk of Faith, and we love hearing from you. We want to know what God is doing in your life. How are these teachings helping you? Praise God. So visit our website and the Partners Cafe especially, and these are for offers for Bill Winston Ministries partners and those who have partnered with us and want to partner with us. Go to the cafe. We have some special teachings and offerings there for you. So contact us now again on www.billwinston.org. So until the next time, this is Bill Winston saying, keep walking by faith.